ways.
Good 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 ways.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Good Ways Scam Awareness. This is a First Nations-led podcast where we're going to be talking about scams, technology, and how it's affecting our First Nations communities. So I'm Rhoda Roberts. I'm a Widjibal Wyabal woman from the Bundjalung Territories. A big welcome. And boy, have we got a great panel here for you. Take it away, Shani.
Hello, hello. I'm very happy to be here. I'm Shani Wellington joining Aunty Rhoda on this Good Way Scams Awareness podcast, and it is such an important podcast to be safe online and for our community to keep on thriving in all of these spaces. So really happy to be here. And we've also got a very special guest with us as well who's bringing the Brains Trust to keep us all safe. Yawen, introduce yourself.
Thank you for that nice intro. Thank you for having me. So my name's Yawen Mundine. I'm the CEO of Yuriga. I'm proud Wiradjuri Bundjalung man. And thank you for having me today, talking about everything I live and breathe, which is cybersecurity.
Well, we've got the right man for the job, hey, because, you know, scams and online fraudulent schemes, all of these things, they're hitting us hard, aren't they?
They certainly are. And when you kind of look at the statistics and what's happening with the technology and how it's growing every year, it's only becoming more of a common theme year on year out.
Yeah. And
$6.5 million is lost. Well, it's lost actually in 2024. Now, I have to admit, I'm one of those people that will probably catch one of these scams because I'm a little bit technology illiterate when it comes to all this new digital media and, you know, accessing the internet and so forth. Is there a particular demographic that they're targeting?
You're right with that when you're looking at the demographic. When you're looking at the younger generation, so the kids coming behind us, they all grow up with technology. So they understand it better than what I do and what you do yourself. So they see it day in, day out, you know what I mean? But also you're looking at the growth rate of technology too. It's growing at such a rate that it's hard to keep up with the ever-expanding. You're looking at things like AI as well, which has taken that to a whole nother level, and the growth rate is speeding up year on year out. Yeah.
See, I think of AI and I think of Aboriginal intelligence. Boom, boom. And so I've got to ask, why are only 13% of people who have been scammed are reporting?
When you kind of think about scamming, there's kind of the taboo thing behind it, you know. It's the shame. How could it happen to me? Why did it happen to me? And it's not really a bad thing, and it's always seen in that negative light. Even you look at people in my industry who are so-called experts, it happens to us as well. So if it happens to us, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Aunt, with all due respect, you say that your demographic is likely to be victim to some of this, but it is affecting everyone. Like, you know, you go on Marketplace on Facebook, you know, just being a young person on the internet, there are things that we need to be doing to keep safe because no one's immune from this, hey, brother?
No, no one is immune. No, you're right on about that. I see it all the time for myself as well, and I've got to double-check things and kind of think about it and then make sure I dot those I's just to make sure everything is all right.
And what do you got, like, some hot tips, you know, because, you know, in your line of work, I know that you're working from big businesses to, like you've mentioned, individual. What are some just like basic stuff that we need to be getting onto to keep ourselves safe?
Mate, the basic thing that happens to everybody is password security. So you'd be surprised what people use as their password. So
Date of birth.
Date of birth, name of their street, the way they live in a suburb, their dog's name, their girlfriend's name, you name it. So when people are looking at those kind of things, that's the things they target first. Now, let you go through a script of typing things in and see if those passwords actually work. So when you're looking at password security, just as a basic thing, it's good to try to use something a bit more hard, you know, find something from a book, a sentence, or something that's only you know what I mean, and make it that much difficult. And also look at resetting it every 6 to 12 months, you know what I mean? So changing that script up, making it harder, and don't store things on your computer.
And would you say variety's key as well? Because if you get one and that one password is the key to your entire existence, then if you've been hacked or schemed by someone, does that mean got the keys to the kingdom?
You'd be surprised when most people use one password for everything. So on that, you want to try to change it up for everything and always make sure you keep it in a safe place that no one can access.
I think for me, one of the biggest scares, because I don't know enough about it, is going on the internet and doing online shopping. I hear stories about these dodgy brother scams.
No, that's what the scary thing is too with online shopping, because everybody's doing it these days. It's just the convenience of it. So you kind of got to be careful. But with the scams too these days, they're getting more sophisticated. So you always got to be careful, because they will set up fake websites. So when you're looking at it and you're trying to verify it, it is a hard thing to actually identify.
Which I think talks to a lot of mob being shame. You know, this is happening a lot every day and only 13% of those scams being reported. You're not alone. Like, this is happening to people who are taking steps they shouldn't feel like.
No, there shouldn't be shame. And that's what the scary thing is, because you're only talking about the number of people who actually reported things. Imagine what the number is of the people who actually are not reporting the things.
Well, I think, you know, if you were caught up in a scam, like a romance scam or a phishing scam, you're not actually going to tell people, because you would be truly mortified.
And that's what the scary thing is when you think about the online dating scams, you know what I mean? Because you're targeting the most vulnerable people. When you think about hackers and scammers, they don't have no morals when it comes to these things. And so when you're going down that and you're targeting somebody, especially somebody who's looking for just a bit of conversation and interaction, and you're getting them at their weakest moments, that's what the scariest thing is, yeah.
You know, Casey Donovan wrote a book about it a few years back, of the situation that occurred to her. Now, you know, she's in the public eye and she thought she knew those around her, but she was, you know, what do you call it, fishing?
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
Which, you know, for our listeners, that is the act of portraying yourself online as someone else. So pretending to be someone, it's very fraudulent, kind of stealing someone's identity. So I could put up photos of Arnie Roeder here and type as if I'm Arnie Roeder, who's really in need of some mutual aid to the mob, and call out to them and prey on that vulnerability and that giving nature and say, send me that money because Arnie Roeder needs it, when in fact that's not my intent at all. So I would be a catfish in that scenario.
Yes. Well, that's interesting because, yeah, there are people, and even some of our own people are doing it. We saw it through natural disasters when there's a relief fund can be scammed.
That's also another point. So when you're looking at the different types of scams, they'll always find an event, you know what I mean? Could be the bushfires, could be the floods that we've talked about up the far north coast. When people are literally at the lowest and they're desperate and they're looking for a quick solution. And with the problem with these stuff is, once you start going down that rabbit hole and actually spending the money and going in it, and you've already done that piece, that's when it kind of gets scary, because after the fact is, how do I get my money back? How do I investigate this? Which comes quite costly and timely.
And you're speaking about, brother, you know, the online shopping, things that particularly our mob, for convenience as well, but also access for when we're living remotely or for communities like that, they're more likely to be online. How do they navigate that space in a safe way? Well, you don't really have a choice, you know, but to be on the internet and to be getting these resources via that medium.
And this is why it gets back to the point, when you're looking at Pacific Indigenous communities and some of the programs that you're looking for around education and stuff like that, there are no programs like that. So that's the hardest bit when you're thinking about scamming. How do we prevent it? The hardest part is education and access to online information.
Yes, being vigilant, but also being a bit savvy. You know, when we talk about online shopping, for example, we immediately think that you've gone onto Google or Spotify, you've found what you want to buy. But then I look at our young people, not sitting in front of a laptop. They've got a mobile phone and they're on TikTok, X, you know, whatever it is it different? Is the scamming sort of different on those different platforms?
You kind of look at, when you're looking at it from different aspects, so you're looking at the internet and everybody's got Facebook and Instagram, they sometimes use the same stuff, but they also get a lot more creative with what they're doing on Facebook. You know, they create the whole profile, they create the whole person, and especially with AI too, they can upload videos, pretend to be that person. So that's taking it to a whole nother level as well. So it's hard to be vigilant with those specific things, you know what I mean? Like, how do you know you're talking to the real person? So it's kind of understanding, what am I talking to? Who am I talking about? One, they're asking me for money. How do I protect myself? How do I go through the dots and the I's just to make sure if I am doing this, how do I get my money back? So it's, you always got to be vigilant. I always operate in no trust, but I come from cybersecurity, you know, so I have to.
He's cynical, this fella, he knows.
No love here.
And you know what, the numbers are showing us that there's stuff to be wary of. It's also a beautiful place, the internet, for our mob to be in order to connect, to rally together. But the numbers are showing that we are being targeted, and $216,000 lost online shopping scams alone last year, $1.5 million lost in investment scams. It is really important that we find ways to not be shame and to protect ourselves and go onto these websites. And a big reminder to everyone out there, there are ways to keep safe. And one really big one, scamwatch.gov.au, at that. We've also got the ACCC First Nations info line, which is just huge to have these things in our back pocket for when things do go awry.
And I've always wanted to do this. So that info line is 1300 303 143. Scam Watch info line 1300 303 143, so you can report your scam.
Yes, you do.
Thank you for that. That's always beautiful. Wanted to do that. You know, my big thing is we always hear the bad stories, whether they're funerals, disasters, romance, like it's literally every sector. But are there some good things or successes that have come out of these scam stories?
There are. You always hear about the success stories after the fact, you know what I mean? But not really, like in Australian culture, you never want to hear about the good stuff. You want to hear about the bad stuff, you know what I mean? But there are ways when you hear prevention, also getting back after there's been investigation and you got your money back. But that same thing again, it's always time and money. So that's why no one really wants us to talk about that type of stuff. But there's always aspects too, like you can always stop it by getting that second opinion. So a great way it happens if you get a scam and you don't really trust where you're getting this information from, it's always good to speak to somebody or go directly to the source. So if you're getting, an email from the bank saying, you owe this money, it's always good to kind of verify it and actually go straight to them and talk to them about it just to make sure it is a correct email.
And do that follow-up, Take 10 minutes to see, to find out, go to that direct website. If it says it's from Microsoft, call them directly, Seek advice from trusted sources that you're not just getting a one-off email. You can go behind the scenes and see if, is this something you guys are good doing at the moment, or is it a bit fishy? Have a look at the email address. That's what gets me, those phishing scams. If you look at the email address, sometimes they've just got a jumbled up letters at so-and-so, even though the email itself looks pretty legit.
And also there's a couple words missing.
There are some red flags that you can be on the lookout for if you give it a bit of a squiz.
So that's one clue. Look at the actual address before you open that email. But what about when my phone rings and I answer it to hear, this is the Australian Taxation Office?
Same thing again. If you get on those phone calls and if you don't really trust what they're saying, especially if they're saying you owe all this money, mate, it's always good to always get that a second and third opinion. So go directly to them and they will actually verify it for you. Yeah.
And listen up, mob, report these incidents to scamwatch.gov.au, because we all know what Arnie Rhoda here is talking about. We've all got those phone calls from the ATO allegedly, and we've all got these emails that are just, red flags are popping up. The more that these authorities know about them, the more we can do about it, not to be shame when these things happen to us, because you're not alone in that and there are ways to protect yourself.
Yes, you're not alone. It happens to everyone.
Mate, it happens to everybody. I've been investigating with people and talking to people, and they thought they'd been in meetings with company directors. So they've transferred over millions of dollars to pay invoices, you know what I mean? Oof. So that thing is it's common. It happens to everybody.
Oh, it's heartbreaking though. So you can go and report it, but, for people who've actually lost their houses or money or, and for blackfellas, Money is money, no matter how small amount it is. What else can they do? Because it does almost break your family when you don't have that and you're made to feel like, how could you do that?
It is terrible, and you can't put a figure on certain things, you know what I mean? And dignity and respect, you know, you feel like you've lost it in an instant. And all it was a click of a button, and that's all changes everything. The hardest part is, what do I do after I do it and after it's happened to me? Do I go and talk about it? Who can I talk to? How can I, am I at the blame? You're not to blame, you know? And it's kind of, how do we break down that stigma? And also, how do we create a safe space for people to actually open up and talk about it and share their experiences? So even if you're looking at community, like, how can we do more in community to create those spaces, you know, for elders to understand what's happening with technology, for the young kids to actually know what's going on the internet space as well, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I love what you said there, Yawen, just about removing that stigma and breaking it down. And that's what, you know, Good Ways Scams Awareness, that's what these conversations are about, just showing mob that it's okay to talk about this stuff. It's good to learn. It's good to come into these conversations and hear about, you know, ways to stay protected and hear what's going on out there, because you've got to be across the scams that are running at the moment that are quite common in the communities.
It's good to talk about it too.
Mm.
When you think about mob, you know, we love to share a story. We love to communicate and talk to one another. So us sharing and telling these stories, it's a way of us for learning. And how do we, you know, prevent it from happening to somebody else, you know? So create those circles, have those yarns, and actually communicate what's going on. Because we do it in our area too. The way we learn is we share information, we talk about stuff. You know, government agencies talk to each other. So why can't we?
And, you know, there is the black grapevine, and we know there's a couple of Auntie Dorises out there.
Hey.
So we actually should be using that talent to spread this message, because the minute you hear about it, it's like when there were those scams where they were telling people to go into Kmart and buy a gift card. All of a sudden everyone heard about it and immediately they knew that that was a scam.
Yeah.
Because it makes it real, you know. Everybody hears the stories until you hear about somebody you know. You know, you're like, no, it's never going to happen to me. I don't know anybody who's done that. You know, you're a liar. You're just trying to scare me, you know. But once you hear the story and you hear it from a trusted source, then it makes it more real and it gets you to understand it a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yawen Mundine, you are just full of knowledge. I got to ask you, when you go to those family events, does everyone just sit you in the corner and go, okay, what do I do here?
Normally I can't get a word in. I'm fighting with my aunties, you know, to get a word in. But it's kind of good to have these stories because everybody's got different walks of life, you know, man. Everybody's joined everything, you know. Not everybody is in this area. Not everybody's IT experts. Not everybody sees what I see on a daily basis. So thank you for having me and having this chat, because this is something that I love to talk about.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, our little grapevine, as well as everyone who's a part of the Good Ways Scams Awareness community. Please, this is your safe space where we're going to learn about what's out there, how to stay safe. And thank you, Yawen, for joining us. We've really set the bar pretty high for episode two here, haven't we?
It's fantastic. And what I want to know, I love a title. So can you just tell us your title again in your business? Because I get very proud because he's got the Bundjalung in him,
hey.
as well as Wiradjuri, but it is impressive to know that we have organisations run by our own mob out there that are dealing with these sorts of technology scams.
So, you know, my company is called Yirriga, and it's my mum's language, so it's Wiradjuri, so it's Morning Star. So everything we kind of look at in what I'm trying to do from education employment program and also teaching is based on the Morning Star, you know, the potential for the future. You know, everything we try to do at Yirriga, you know, if I think about what my place is in the world, it's just to set the foundation.
That is beautiful. I'm almost tearing up. Morning Star, that is so special. No one will forget that.
Thank you, Yawen. Yawen from Yirriga there. And thank you for coming on to Good Ways Scams Awareness. Now, looking forward, this is a four-part series. So we've got so much to get through and to keep each other safe. Episode two, online safety for First Nations communities. Please bring yourselves, bring your families. We've got plenty to learn and we can't wait.
Yes, thanks for joining us on Good Ways Scam Awareness. And don't forget that number if you need to call, 1300 303 143, or visit the website Scam Watch. But better still, tune in for episode 2. We'll see you again soon.
Good Ways.
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 Good Ways.